We got so many people that make it a philosophy out of religion. They think they're doing it for good, but they're shortening the steps of a good man. Because they're only getting just a partial. It's like if somebody needs a 1,000-horse engine and they put a Briggs & Stratton 5-horse or something like that on it. You got an engine, but it's no power. The Lord let me see this morning that America was religious, but that's all. They don't really have a relationship. It's like a marriage. If you just marry someone, you've got to have a relationship to keep that marriage going. The Lord's been showing me about this eternal security. Yes, Jesus died. We can be saved, but we have to maintain. And God's long-suffering then, just because you make a mistake, he's going to forgive you if you ask him. You just keep asking him. But the problem is, we think we're okay. That's what saddens the heart of God. Because we're not taking care of this. It's his. We're the vessel of him. And that's where that suicide is. We actually take a suicide of ourselves because we don't stay in a position where we should be with God. We lose that joy or peace.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us again in the living room. We're glad you're here by way of the internet. We're here with Brother Freedom. Father, we just praise you again for another opportunity to be in this room. There's nothing special about this room as far as we know, but we know for some reason that you do some wonderful things here by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom in a special and unique way today. We thank you, Lord, for just speaking through his lips, whatever it is that we need to hear. We're so glad that you understand what we need. You understand far better than we understand or know. You know all about us. You know our thoughts. You know every secret. There are no secrets that can be kept from you. We thank you for your great knowledge. We thank you, Lord, that you care about us the way you do. We pray for the listener out there that you will touch that man, that gentleman, that lady, that child in a wonderful way as you anoint Brother Freedom. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we're going to be reading starting with the Psalm number 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And now turning to the book of Isaiah, beginning in chapter 2 and verse 11. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and lofty, and upon every one that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And upon all the cedars of Lebanon, that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all pleasant pictures. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idols he shall utterly abolish, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made, each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the cliffs of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of?
Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you would help us to be a blessing to you. We want to honor you and worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you that you can help us to be that person that you want us to be. Thank you that you heal all our diseases and that you strengthen us and give us courage and mercy every day. Thank you for your presence today. Thank you for your anointing upon Brother Freedom and your healing touch upon him as well as all the listeners. Thank you again for your presence. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Father, we do praise you this day. We want to glorify your name. Father, we just praise you because you're holy, and we love who you are. We thank you for what you make us to grow towards you, Lord. It helps us to mature in you, Father. And I count it a privilege this day to know you. I come to you very fearfully, Father, because I know without you that I am nothing. With you, all things are possible. And I, Father, I see many, many that are walking in self. They're walking in religion, but they don't have a relationship with you, Father. And Father, this day we look to you this day to give us that relationship that lasts forever. Oh, praise God, that relationship never stops. It grows, grows, grows. Oh, praise God, because you're real. You're forever faithful. And we thank you what you stand for. There's no way I can describe how I feel about you. You're so mighty, so wonderful. You proved yourself to me time after time. And I've seen probably more than a lot of people have seen. And I thank you for that, Father. I thank you, thank you, thank you for all you've done. I want to be used by you until you take me home. But Father, I know that day is shortening. That day is appointed unto all men. That appointment's very close. And truly your signs of your times are here. Behooves the fact of people to open their eyes and see that you're coming soon. Because your signs are very vividly. They're very open. Like the earthquake we just had. All these things are signs of your coming. And Father, we just praise you. We pray for the anointing. Without the anointing, we'll just go home. We'll have nothing to say. I pray, that you send the anointing down. Oh, the anointing of God. Praise God that you're real. You're faithful. And Father, we thank you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. In Psalms 103, I just love this chapter. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Another place in Psalms says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make of boast the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord in me. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all of my fears. You know, the world today is troubled with problems. The world sees a society that's, we don't know how long it's going to last. It's predicted. But the world don't see it the way we see it. We know it's showing you're coming. But the world is, can't figure it out. It's set up for the Antichrist to come in. He's going to have the answers. We know that, Father. But to help your people, we need to have you to help us in this last hour. To help them to maybe one soul be saved. It's worth it. That one person that needs that touch from you this day. Father, just pray that you speak the hearts of your people in a very special way. In Jesus' name, amen. I think we're supposed to bless the Lord all the time. It's a continuance. We can't do it all the time, but it's a continuance whenever you got time to. Father, I want to bless you today because you're so holy. You're so wonderful. Without you, we have nothing. It says that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above, who there's neither the variableness, neither the shadow of turning. So every invention, we got modern dishwashers, we got wash machines, TVs, computers, tractors, cars, trucks, airplanes, from God. It happened just this last 100 years. It's so vivid, you can see it. He caused it all. But people are so haughty, they take all the credit, except for one. I know one, R.G. Letourneau. He believed God. He believed like I believe. God is able, and he needs to get all the credit. But man don't want to give God the credit. Our nation has come to a place they don't even want. It's down to they denounce God. They're opposite. They don't want even, his name even be spoken. It's the work of the Antichrist, the work of the devil. He's coming here as a roaring lion, seeking whom we may devour in this last hour, and cause many to fall. But God, through his mighty spirit, is able. There's still a remnant that's out here speaking the word of God. I used to think I was alone, but I know I'm not alone no longer. There's others that are speaking too. And they've got a channel that's open to them, so I just speak the elements, I guess. But God is very faithful. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Look at the benefits we get. First off, we get salvation. Well, that's a benefit, because that's our ticket to heaven. Signed by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost to his children. We become a grafted into the family. We become his child, personally, but we do it as allowing it to happen. We've got to want it to happen. God will never force us. But you think what eternity says. I thought about this morning. I remember seeing the steel mills and Caterpillar, how they pour that hot iron, steel, and just sparks and just, it's just smoldering. Pretty soon it cools down and becomes steel. That is just a little bit what hell's like. Hell's going to be a hot place. And look at the people that's going to be there. It's going to have Adolf Hitler. If any bad, as Noah's a bad, don't like you, he's going to be there. And where Jesus is, it's going to be all the opposite. Praise God. It's going to be happy. It's going to be joyful. The joy of the Lord becomes our strength when we're down here. It's a part of that extra that God gives us. The joy. His joy becomes our strength. I was talking to a fellow yesterday, and I've known him all my life. He used to go to church when I went to the same church. He was about 4 years younger than I was. He was the age of my middle brother, no 1 year older. And he told me that he had a falling problem. And what was the vitamin 12 caused him fall. Well, see, that's one of the benefits we get from the Lord. All these extra spiritual vitamins. Plus, he takes care of our physical. Now, here in sequence of that, I've been taking a high blood pressure pill before I had a stroke. That's when they started putting me on them, but from a stroke. Well, I'm getting my blood pressure down, really, like, I couldn't cut myself. I'd bleed. I'd real thin. My blood was real thin. Little I know it, I know God healed me. Because we're hitting some times. I don't know how long we're going to be here, but it's possible we're going to need the help of God to get to endure. It doesn't look like medicine is going to be a good thing for most people in the United States, because they're taking away most of the helps that we can have, and they're penalizing people because we're where we are. Especially if we're Christian, people are going to get rid of us. We're going to live in a land that we're not wanted, and we need to remember we need to take our citizenship, keep it up, because God will not let this day happen. It says in Revelation 3, if we keep this his, he's going to bring us out at that time. And I believe he's going to take care of us. But I believe we're living in a time of haughtiness, when people have really got very socially away from God. America used to be in God we trust. I went to a funeral a couple years back up at Veterans Cemetery, And I had the service, and the only thing I remember getting, that America had lost their first love. And I believe we have. We've lost our first love. Ooh, how much we've lost. Oh, what God means to us. God used to be a personal relationship. There's a lot of religious folks in America, but not many that live for Him. They don't have that relationship. They're religious, but they don't have the relationship. God wants that relationship. What you put on paper don't make any difference. What you got in your heart. We're seeing people that's very, they don't care what's happening. They don't see us any consequences. Who becomes president? But when they start chopping heads off, then they'll wonder. And that's what we're headed for that way. I believe the signs of times are truly here. The Bible said in Romans, and knowing the time, it's high time to wake out of sleep. I believe God's spoken this over and over and over. Be prepared for eternity. Be prepared for that day. That days are coming soon. And we need to be ready, if need be, to leave. We don't lay up for ourselves treasures on earth any very long, because even if you put your money in the bank, it may not have it tomorrow. Anything you have, you may lose it. There's no certainty that you'll keep anything but your own self. The Bible says, what a profit man if he gave, if he had food and raiment, is God says that's the only thing we have to have. I believe we're coming that day that the Christians are going to have to rely on God. God's forced us in that corner. Because if we go the other way, we've committed, we're guilty of coming against God. And God is not slack. God's here that we might receive benefits. Oh, praise benefits. You know, I've been healed so many times. Only God can do these things. Only God can help you that strength. You might say it's a coincidence. No, it's not a coincidence. God goes before your people. If you'll follow Him, He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll direct you. He says He will redeem thy life from destruction. That's what we're talking about. There's a destruction out there for the saints of God. But God's here to help us. The Lord is our shepherd. We don't have to want. I will lift my eyes to Him. Whence comes my help? For my help comes from the Lord. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall also reap. You sow a lot of blessing, God's going to take care of you. His eyes open the righteous, and His ears open the cry. He says, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Greater is He that's in you than he is in the world. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Be steadfast, unmovable, always bound to work the Lord. Know that your labor is not vain. All these are what God gives from the word of God. God's alive. He's alive. He's strengthened the inner man. Oh, I feel the presence of God. God's here to redeem you this day. I hope this goes out to wherever you are. You need to have a relationship with the Lord this day. This being religious is not very good. That's just religious gets a lot of people in trouble. The world don't like you, and you're not being with God. Might as well come across the line and say, I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to be blessed by God. I'm going to go all the way, my God. He's going to bless me. And what a wonderful day it's going to be. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. There's a song that says, safe am I in the hollow of a mighty hand. Oh, praise God. God's got blessings evermore. The blessings of the Lord make it rich, and He had no sorrow with it. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law that he meditate both day and night. Blessed is that man. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And shall bring forth his fruit. Oh, don't you see it? His cup run over. Surely get his mercy all the days of life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. That's called the 23rd Psalm. But it fits in there good. The Lord is our shepherd. We don't have to walk. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. He restores my soul. I like that restoring. Oh, praise God. I was sick last night. Satan just told me, you're going to be out there in church tomorrow. I didn't even get the chance. And I said, Lord, I need your touch. And I immediately started feeling better. Within 30 minutes, I was just, it was God. God's God. He wants to personally give you a personal child care. He's so big, He's got lots of kids. He can be everywhere at one time. Mothers that were made like they were, the Lord let me know that mothers were like they were and dads like they are, because a mother's the only one can do two or three things at one time. Us men, all I can do one thing, that's worship God. Right. But women was given for their help, and they can take care of the children, they can do all this. And that sometimes has to take care of us, the earth besides. God made us to be in balance with God. Isn't that wonderful? God's real. He's ever perfect. He never makes mistakes. His eye is on the righteous. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward him. Very simple. I used to think that this lady used to boss around wanting to know how she can get a ministry. Well, if you go with God, you don't have to worry about it. When he gets you ready, you'll go right into it. It's God's work anyway. A man can't give it to you. All men do is mess you up. Like I can mess you up, but God can bring you through it. He can bring you through to heaven. He will put you in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The joy of the Lord can be your strength, its power, that witness is forever faithful. God wants to be a faithful blessing in our life. Without that blessing, we fail. We are like an engine, a diesel engine. It'll be a perfect condition. It won't run without any diesel fuel. There's things that cause it to stop. Diesel fuel makes it run. You cut the air off, it's going to shut down. A lot of things, but diesel fuel is the additive that makes it run. The joy of our Lord's that same thing. It's that additive that makes us run. Very simple. Now you got to do some other things. You need to pray. You need to seek God. You need to call upon him. And you be a witness and do your, let your light so shine. But the main reason is the joy of the Lord is your strength. You take that in your life. You got a pill, a gospel pill, that'll keep you that day, next day, forever, until you go on in eternity. You take that joy pill, and you're on your way to heaven. Oh, you're not discouraged. You're not in despair. Your eye is on the righteous. He's here to hear us. The Lord, his eyes over the righteous and his ears open to cry. It says, be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and gives grace to humble. Humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God. Oh, come on, that he might exalt you, that he might exalt you, that he might exalt you in due time. That he might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He cares for you. Cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober. That's when our emotions, we're to be soberly minded. Be vigilant. Because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom we may devour, whom was this steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions accomplished in the brethren in the world. Everybody's tempted, but when I'm with you, you got some protection. You got some muscle. It's a spiritual muscle. Oh, no ill shall harm thee, no plague come nigh and thy dwelling. Oh, not I, so behold, see the word of the wicked. He'll give his angels, if it need be, to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up their hands, lest thou have a demon death that puts against the stone. God is forever faithful. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trusteth in him. He knoweth them that trust in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, praise God, God is forever faithful. God is love. God is power. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his light is in the law of the Lord. That's the second time I quoted that, because that's power. That's what we got to maintain. We got to maintain that to keep your joy, your peace. God makes us do this that keeps our tank, our spiritual tank full all the time. God be with you. God's here to help you this day. Oh, praise God. God is real. He's forever faithful. I learned something I didn't think about. The Lord told me here a while back. He saved me from death another time I didn't know about. Before I went in the army, I working on my dad with an old, I had the dozer myself. I don't know why I bought it, but I had it. And the final drive was bad, and I got a piece of steel in my hand, and I thought I had it all out. I went to Bible school and started in Bible school, and that got blood poisoned my arm. So I went down, and they worked on it and said, well, little did I know there was still steel in my arm. If I hadn't have went the way the Lord had told me to go through the military, Tripler Army Hospital, Tripler in Hawaii, that piece of steel, by me doing that vigorous exercise for 3 months straight, it made that piece work till it come out. It would have hit itself and got in the line. He said it was moving gradually, but it made it come out. God saved my life. It went right to my heart, and no one would stop it. Maybe a year or so, I'd be gone. God's so merciful. I almost faced death as a child. Went down 3 times and they got me out and I still live. In Korea, I went to a minefield and I said, didn't figure it'd be any luck for me going. God said, told me then and I said, I can't understand how I heard from the Lord then, but I did. I got to make it through it. In Texas, I loaned a cat one morning in the middle of the dark. There was just me in the truck, a dog, and the lights on the truck. And the lights on the low bed. Plenty of lights. The Holy Spirit said, jump. Jump as high as you can jump. And I jumped as high as I did. I knew that that meant business. And this car hit me and knocked me over on top. It should have killed me. Guy just spun his wheel and kept going into the dark. But I seen his face. He was scared as I was scared. But God was forever faithful. It's not to stop him, but I want to let you know God is forever faithful. He guides your steps. Your steps are ordered by the Lord. He delighteth in your way. Though you fall, you'll not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholding you with his mighty hand. If God be for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Praise God, you need not that any man teaches you, but that the same anointing teaches you his truth, and it is no lie, as he taught you, ye shall abide in him. We got the Holy Spirit. No man has to teach you. The Holy Spirit will teach you. He'll guide you. Oh, praise God. You've got a wonderful, wonderful. You don't have to go to the school. God's even got that fixed for you. You can learn through him. He's the best teacher that ever been. You don't have to go down here to man's school. We got so many people that make it a philosophy out of religion. They think they're doing it for good, but they're shortening the steps of a good man. Because they're only getting just a partial. It's like if somebody needs a 1,000-horse engine and they put a Briggs & Stratton 5-horse or something like that on it. You've got an engine, but it's no power. That's what we have. We don't go all the way with God. We end up with no power. And you're just shortening that person's life because their end is not going to be where it's supposed to be. I had a dream once about 25 years ago, and I seen all these babies dying. And that was when everybody was about the abortion. I said, Lord, is this the abortion? He said, no, it's not. Not what you say. I said, what is it then? He says, this is spiritually. It's people that once know me. And there was thousands of them. That's what made me as like I am. When you see that many babies die, these were Christians. They died. Well, come on, shut up. Nobody likes me, but I'll tell you, I've only done it when I feel the Spirit will lead me, guide me. God wants to touch you this day in a mighty way. I don't know where you live at, but God wants to minister to you today. This little old, listen, what you're listening at is from God, I'll guarantee you. God wants to help you. God wants to give you strength. God wants to re-save you if you have to. Just call upon him and call us and we'll help you if you need it. But you can just call upon him and commit yourself to him. God will forgive you. He'll bless you. He'll give you a new start, a new direction. He'll give you some power to run on. Because the way you're going, you may lose out an eternity. You can't do that, sir. Lady, you cannot do it. Boy or girl, you can't do that. You need to have the whole package of God in you. God wants to bless you. He wants to make your face shine upon you, that you might be a tower. Oh, that your light would so shine that it would be a vessel of praise for him. God bless you this day. All you people, God bless you. I love you. God bless you. We'll pray for you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
If you want to write Brother Freedom, just look around our website and you'll find a contact page with an email address that you can write to Brother Freedom. God bless you. God bless you.